trade in your tears for your fears because it's time to go back to the 80s. I am your Care Bear host, Darian. After this, we're headed back to Sunday, March 10th, 1985.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
It was Sunday, March the 10th, 1985. On this date, the Dallas Maverick coach, Dick Mota, is the fourth NBA coach to win 700 games. And also, I was the first person to take out the Teddy Ruxpin cassette and replace it with Aerosmith. You should have seen Teddy rock. REO Speedwagon was also rocking, but in a mellow sort of way, with their number one pop hit, Can't Fight This Feeling. Also, the Statler Brothers were getting down country style with their number one country hit, My Only Love. The number one movie in theaters, the Paramount Pictures thriller suspense, Witness. And that evening at 8 o'clock, CBS's Murder, She Wrote beat out NBC's Knight Rider. And we're out of time, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going for a ride on Ricky Schroeder's indoor train set. Meet me tomorrow for another 80s flashback.